Ernest Loved Ones. Hello, loved ones. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I will be your selector this evening. I come to you this week as I do every week. Tonight I got music from Quantic. Karen Jones and the Dap Kings. De Lada, the Lions. I'm going to start you off with a lovely Don Penn. This is Neighborhood Love Radio.
Kitties out there whipping and wailing and you jumping up and down, sucking up all that old juice. You've been telling each other who the greatest cat in the world is. Talking about a cat that was the crudest, the strongest, sweetest cat that ever stomped on this sweet swinging sphere. And they call this here cat the Naz. In the kitties, so he would think he'd hammer the nail or something like that. He people want to see what the Nas was all about. One day they walking, kicking it down the street, walking down the pipe. Just 1,200 of them cats and kitties out there behind the Nas. And they look in the corner of their eyes and they see a little cat with the big frame. So you see that Nas? Nas said, been looking all the time. Walks over to the little cat with the big frame. Look down into the golden eyes of the soul.
Funkadelic. First time I could have said that in a long time. That's called The Nas, featuring Sly Stone. New music from Funkadelic. Not sure if this is a taste of new music to come, but yeah, check it out. The Nas.
Magdalena is the girl with fine dark hair. Walk the streets without a care. She works late and wakes at dawn to pay her rent at the city hall. Don't judge wealth by money in the jar. It all depends on the person you are. To be content is to know yourself, your closest friend from birth till the end, till the end.
Russell. Magdalena is the name of the tune. That was out last year, I believe. And Quantic, a.k.a. Will Holland, will be playing. I don't really know what he's doing, if he's DJing or playing music. It wasn't quite clear, but he's got an appearance on May 8th. Whatever he's doing, that's just kind of the golden child. So that dude doesn't really fuck around, so check into that. Quantic. Miley oldest record came out last year called Still Life on True Thoughts Records. Nothing Else to Be Me was the name of that tune. Prior to that, we heard, as I spoke on before, Quantic and Alice Russell. And then before that, brand new music from Funkadelic featuring Sly Stone on that one. That's the first, well, not the first release, but the first release on the newly reformed label. Sea Conspiracy, George Clinton's label. We started off the set with You Don't Love Me by the lovely Miss Dawn Penn. Loved ones, this is Neighborhood Love Radio. There's been a couple of new recent additions to the neighborhood-love.com website. A couple little goodies like sidebar menus and so on. They also have an interview with the artist Sean Leonard and Tara McPherson from Brooklyn. They got sort of a boutique and art gallery called the Cotton Candy Machine, featuring merchandise and original works by artists like Buff Monster, L'Amour Supreme. Check it out. As always, you can email me. My email is my name, Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, at neighborhood-love.com. Comments, concerns, reflections, what have you. There's an overcast sky over Los Angeles today, putting a heavy drama on the day. I liked it. Slightly chill wind blowing through our palm trees down here. How about some music from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings? We'll be right back.
I was the kind of son that tried every little bit of my mom's love. I pushed her to the limit, and she never gave up on me. She was always there in my corner. I was a troubled teenager, took it out on her. I moved away young and got into a lot of trouble. And I spent a lot of time in jails and institutions, one way or another. I remember one time, it was in my 90s, and I was down in L.A., and I was far away from mom and the people I grew up with. And I was down in L.A., and I was at a place called Wayside, the county jail. I was doing some time out there. And I remember mom... Mom found out that I was in jail, and she cut her vacation short to get there. And she was under the impression that she could just walk up to the county jail and see me whenever she wanted. This was a Sunday night. I remember it being a warm Sunday night, and I remember two COs came and got me, and I was scared to death because the COs were known to randomly beat up the inmates down in L.A. County back in the early 90s, or there were stories about that, and I was terrified that I was going to get beat up for something I didn't know what if I did or didn't do, you know, and... they marched me down there in between these two COs. And you got to understand, I was probably only weighed about 100 pounds, soaking wet with a brick in my back pocket. And I only stood about, you know, 5'10 or something. So I'm marching down this walkway with these two COs that were like linebackers for an NFL team. And I get up to this little gate area before... You could see the outside part, and there's my mom standing there. Oh, I just sunk. And the CO says, "You got 2 minutes, ma'am." I said, "I'm sorry, Mom. My chest sunk." I got to kiss my mom through the gate, through the fence, and I didn't know when I was going to be out. I was sentenced for a year, but I didn't know what was going on. And she started crying. The CO said, "Ma'am, that's it. We got to cut it short. It's not even regular visiting hours." She said, "Thank you very much." I said, "I'm sorry, Mom. I'll give you a call." And they marched me up, and I'll never forget the CO says, "You got one special mom there. You know that?" I said, "I know, sir. I know."
We shake and make a spice. Ooh, see a movie, I'm boogie woogie. Show you why them want to call a rude boy a rudy. I know you're choosy, so won't you choose me? Your mama might love me, but your daddy won't approve me.
Roll it down, hold it down. Push a little back to make a joyous sound.
Store at Amoeba Records on May 11th in Hollywood, California. That's an early evening event at 5 o'clock. That event is free as fuck, too. I'm a Beeler, the Lions from Los Angeles, California. Here's another cool event. It's going down at Basement 818 out there in Sherman Oaks in the San Fernando Valley. They have an art event called Wood Art Show. Wooden objects on display. There's a bunch of featured artists in this. A few noteworthy ones is Search, Jennifer Corson, Hollis Hart, Tommy Face, Triggs, others. A lot of talent on this list. That's going down Saturday, May 18th from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the Basement 818 at 14516 Ventura Boulevard. It's a sponsored event by Jarritos, LA Taco, and some others. Live art, black book sessions, sticker trades, giveaways, and more. That's what it says on the flyer. Here's another interesting show. It ends a little bit soon, but Gallery is proud to present Mike Brody's highly anticipated second solo exhibition, A Period of Juvenile Prosperity. The exhibit of 30 new color photographs will be Brody's first solo exhibition in 6 years and opens in conjunction with the publication of Brody's first autograph bearing the same name, published by Twin Palms. Loved ones, what this is this dude, Mike Brody, in his teenage years. He's sort of a train hopper, just kind of across the country, hobo style. He found a Polaroid XX70 and just started snapping some pictures. So the collection that he's got is just basically things that you and I might not see, you know, just on the railways of America. Hanging out with this train hopping outsiders. Brody is not a trained photographer, and that's what makes it all the much better. I mean, basically every single image just captures an insight into the subculture and the characters. And there's a constant motion in all the photos. I mean, basically Brody was always moving. And it really is an interesting piece of Americana to check it out. At the M&B Gallery downtown. Play a little bit more music. I'm going to start you off with the great Fred Wesley and the New JBs. Breaking Bread. Matter of fact, the rest of the show I think will be a little bit of a tip of the cap to the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day upcoming to all the moms. Thanks for making sure we're here.
And the rest of the folks. When I got there, Mom was sitting on the porch, just a rocking and a humming like she always did. She said, "Sit down, son, I know what you like. I'm gonna fry us up some funky bread tonight." I said, "Fry some bread?"
That's what she said.
Fry some bread. Yeah. The kind of bread she made was called poke egg bread.
In an inch of grease on a wood stove.
In a big old skillet.
That's the real done.
Yeah.
Flour does it. Yeah.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread. Then Papa come home about when the sun went down. I said, "What's happening, Pop?" I said, "Mom's just rolling up some dough in there. We're going to fry some bread tonight. Yeah. Some whole cake bread."
Yeah.
I know you know what that is. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Brother and my sister, cousin Amber, cousin Clarence, cousin Ruth, and that fine cousin Johnny May. Boy,
yeah.
She looks so good. I wish she were my cousin.
You know she's bad. She ain't my cousin.
We smell the bread and we come to eat this good old stuff you call whole cake bread.
Whole cake bread.
Yeah,
whole cake bread. You know that stuff on top of the stove.
Now we were sopping molasses.
Yeah.
Dripping butter all over the place, dropping crumbs, and having a good time.
You know we was.
We get down.
Yeah, man.
Friday night, that's the last time.
Yeah.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread.
Yeah.
My buddy's Bo and Shag, but it was shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that bread, get some of that grease all over your fingers.
Yeah.
Have the molasses running down the side of your mouth.
Dripping in your chest.
Yeah.
Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my brother,
breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my buddies, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my cousin, breaking bread with my buddies, breaking bread.
Yeah, my buddies, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right with me.
I'm gonna take some of this bread back to
New York. Hey, man, you ready to know how to accept it?
I know how to eat it, believe that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Let me get
out of here. I thought you wanted to share with your other buddies in the apple.
Hey, I'm gonna get out of here, so, you know, I know they got to remember where that come from. Love the bread.
I don't know,
bread.
Some of them might be done got to here.
Nah, nah. Let me get you here. Okay,
breaking bread with my mama, breaking bread with my papa, breaking bread. Breaking bread with my brother, breaking bread with my sister, breaking bread. Breaking bread.
Years later, I find myself back in some trouble again, and there I am, and I'm at another kind of an institution, and visiting hours on Sundays, and Mom came every Sunday. By this time I was local, and she used to come every Sunday. And I used to tell her, I said, Mom, you know, you don't have to come every weekend. And she goes, you're my son, and someone has to show you that they love you. And it just used to crush me. I used to hear that all the time. But I still wasn't ready. I'd get out, I'd go do the same stuff, and right back up into a institution of some sort. I was the kind of guy that people would just shake their head and say, he'll never get it. He's not going to get anything in his life out of this thing. Why even try changing? He's just going to change for a little bit and go right back to the same old behavior. At 36 years old, I found myself in prison for the last time, and you know, when I went into prison this last time, my father was 86. He said, son, this is the last time you're gonna see me alive. We don't know if Mom's gonna make it too, so, you know, this is what you chose to do, so this is what you gotta live with. We probably won't be here when you get out. And this time I was far away. They just, you know, Mom couldn't get it. A day before I went to go take my GED, my wife calls the place I was at, gives the CO a message that my mom had a heart attack and that she wants a divorce and she's leaving me. And so you just can't get on the phone. You can't write letters. You just can't. So all my emotional support that I put into one basket, the basket erupted, blew up, and I had nothing. 6 months later, I'm probably got a year left on my term, and it's a Saturday, and I hear a farmer. You got to visit. Farmer, you got to visit. Now, I was a long ways from anybody coming to see me. And by this time, no one wanted to see me because I've already burned my last bridge. And it doesn't make any sense for anybody to come visit somebody like me. So I'm in a state of shock. The guys next to me say, you know what, you got to visit. I said, who's visiting me? We don't know. So we all got up and started walking up to the to where the visiting is. And there's my mom. My my mom's in a walker. She's standing right there. And I, with my dad, with my dad, drove her all the way up there. And my dad was the kind of guy, was, if I screw up, I'm on the shelf. He's not going to write. He's not going to talk. He's not going to do anything to me, right? And there was not only my dad, but my mom standing right there. Not only did I start crying, but every single inmate there, there was four COs that I have seen and walked yards with the hardest criminals. They started crying. My dad, he was a hardcore war veteran and a man's man, and he was tearing up. Jesus, I can't even identify with the feelings that was going on because it was so emotional. I was speechless. I still remember that day as playing, and mom, you know, as soon as I got up to her and I started hugging her, and she goes, it's okay, baby, it's okay. Now I'm 36 years old. I've been around a few different blocks, and there's no need for me to be crying over no stuff. And there I was, you know, just like a six-year-old kid who scraped his knees riding his bike, you know, in his mom's arms, and she's consoling him, saying it's okay, don't cry, everything's gonna be all right. You still have a mama in your life. You might want to go put your arms around her and tell her you love her. If not, there's a mother you do know that you can do that to. Maybe not your mother, but you know someone who's raising a kid, a single mother. You can go out there and say, great job, mom. Give her a high five or a quick hug. Whatever you guys want to do, you might want to do that. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Oh, Yeah, man, we can remember the devil, fellas, no sunny.
They drinking that wine, remember the schoolyard days.
Yeah,
we had to take you home, man. You were tired of it,
oh, man. A very good day, Lord.
Hey, but listen,
yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcap off the car.
But you talking about his batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen,
time to hear come the fun.
Hey, Bird, what corner was you from today?
That hit the line.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bam!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's, yeah, that's it.
Your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you
what.
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And
right.
You go to jail.
Right. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop?
Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well, he was all right.
Pop was,
a lot of bad
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out.
I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah.
Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on.
Hey, buddy. How about when your mommy took them good home cooked bits of it?
Intruders, I always love my mama from the Save the Children record, 1973. Loved ones, thank you so much for joining me. I come to you as I do every Sunday, 9 o'clock for the live show here at Skid Row Studios, archived on the iTunes. You can iTunes search Neighborhood Love Radio. This is an extension of neighborhood-love.com. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Big thank you to Jeremy in the booth over there. And we will see you next week. Happy Mother's Day. Bye now.